Welcome to eMemory 2018 Fourth Quarter Webcast Conference. Today with us, we have Chairman Dr. Charles Xu, President Dr. Rick Shen, Vice President of Business Development and Spokesman Mr. Michael He, Director Ms. Li Jing Chen, Director of Finance Department Ms. Teresa Guo. Today's meeting will be hosted by Chairman Dr. Charles Xu. Following management's prepared remarks, there will be a question and answer section. Please freely submit your question in the input box on the webcast window throughout the conference. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded and a webcast replay will be available within 3 hours after the conference is finished. Please visit www.ememory.com.tw under the Investor Relations section. As usual, before we begin, we would like to remind everybody that today's presentation may contain forward-looking statements that are subject to risk factors associated with semiconductor and IP business. Please refer to the cautionary statement as it appears on the page 3 of today's presentation. Now, I would like to turn the call over to eMemory's Chairman, Dr. Charles Xu. Dr. Xu, please go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you all for attending eMemory's 2018 Fourth Quarter Investor Conference Call. In today's presentation, we would like to report our operation results of 2018 Q4 and 4 year, followed by updating the status of our technologies and our outlook of 2019. First of all, I will take a few minutes to reiterate our optimism for our long-term growth, especially when there has been a great concern about semiconductor industry and the weakness of smartphone. We launched our first IP technology, NeoBit, in 2002. Our NeoBit, which is OTP, works as a programmable device to repair or to trim analog function. Therefore, we have been very successful in mixed mode IC, such as a discrete driver and power management IC and fingerprint sensors and other ICs which contain analog functions. It took 15 years to reach 20% market share in 8-inch wafer fab in major foundry. In 2010, we started to develop NeoFuse, which is also OTP for advanced node, and MTP-related technology. Our IP was not only used for programmable purpose, but also used as a storage of a secret key for security function. In 2016, we developed more advanced security IP, NeoPUF, which is the root of trust in hardware security. We are working with leading companies and believe NeoPUF will play an important role in AI, IoT, and 5G security applications. After 7 years of building technology platforms among foundry partners, followed by product customers designing, this new technology started to contribute our revenue significantly since last year. Since increasing production record will speed up customers' adoption, and more than 400 accumulated tape-outs of this new technology in past few years, we believe the growth momentum has only just begun. Next, I would like to report our 2018 fourth quarter and the full year results. Our fourth quarter revenue was record high, up 3.4% compared to Q3, and 26.4% year over year. The growth is mainly from the contribution of NeoFuse technology. The growth of NeoFuse license fee and the royalty in Q4 were up 57% and 69% sequentially, and increased 112% and 267% compared to Q4 2017. Apparently, the adoption rate of NeoFuse is increasing increasingly rapidly. As mentioned, we are confident that the revenue generated from new fields will increase further in 2019 and the future. The operating expense of Q4 2018 increased 8.9% from the prior quarter. The increased expense is due to one-time employee bonus as incentive for the breakthrough of the first 7-nanometer design case. The four-year operating expenses of 2018 increased 4% compared to 2017. As a result, Q4 operating income decreased 2.5% sequentially, but increased 35% year-over-year. The operating margin of Q4 was 45.3% with NT dollar 2.2 EP earning per share, and the ROE was 34.5%. For the full year comparison, the revenue of 2018 grew 7.3%. The expenses increased 4.4%, and the operating income increased 11.6%. EPS was up 2.9% of to NT dollar 8.13, as non-operating income from disposal of investment in 2017. In the following, I will break down revenue contribution from license fee and the royalty, respectively. In 2018, 70% of revenue was from royalty and 30% from license fee. As compared to 2017, royalty grew 4% and the license fee grew 16%. The total revenue increased 7.3%. In terms of technology breakdown, NeoBit declined 9.5% mainly due to wafer price erosion and the new tape-outs not in mass production yet. NeoFuse grew 100%, particularly the royalty up 240% in 2018. NeoEE and the NeoMTP totally grew 20%, and the related royalty up 40%. The Q4 revenues of these new technologies accounts for 41% of our total revenue in Q4 2018. And the 2018 total revenue of them is 35% of the total revenue in 2018. In terms of wafer size breakdown, 12-inch wafers revenue decreased 23% in Q4. This was because two 12-inch foundries royalty were recognized only in Q1 and Q3, but compared to previous Q4, the number was up 60%. In 2018, 12-inch wafer revenue was up 24% and represent 33% of total revenue. After review our results of 2018, I would like to provide our outlook for 2019. In terms of license fee, we expect the growth trend continue. For technology license, the license fee will continue to grow as we have more technology to license, covering from legacy node to advanced process node, and expanding our business into more foundries, IDMs, and DRAM partners. Design license fee will be benefited from increasing IP number of our library, more application customer design cases, and the higher ASP of NeoFuse design license fee. In terms of royalty, we expect 8-inch wafer revenue pick up momentum and the 12-inch wafer growth will continue in 2019 and beyond. The 8-inch royalty will grow due to mass production of two largest U.S. customers, power management IC related product and underglass fingerprint sensor. The momentum of 12-inch royalty will be from new applications, including network IC, digital TV, setup box, solid state disk controller, Bluetooth, OLED driver, TDDI, smart meters, and the surveillance, and the DRAM. As this product's wafer price is higher than our average, we expect the increase of royalty of 12-inch wafer will be more significant. So with so many progress to expand our platform for various applications, we are very optimistic for our growth in the next 5 years, as catalysts for growth remain abundant. We will continue our technology development on developing 7-nanometer and the 5-nanometer technology platform, working with leading IDM on emerging memory, MRAM and ReRAM. The partnership with largest processor IP company to embed NeoFuse and the NearPath as a rule of trust into security processor, and establish NearPath-based security IP platform. So, in summary, eMemory will continue to innovate to create value for the industry as well as shareholders' value. Thank you all for attending today's conference call. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Xu. We now begin the question and answer section. If you need to raise a question, please submit your question in the input box on the webcast window, and you will enter a queue. Now, we are going to collect questions and will reply to you in a minute. Please hold on. As a reminder, if you need to raise a question, please submit your question in the input box on the webcast window, and you will enter a queue. As a reminder, if you need to raise a question, please submit your question in the input box on the webcast window, and you will enter a queue.
Okay, I'm Rick. We got a question from Focus. The questions are, the first one is Focus asks us to give more information about the 8-inch wafer price erosion. And the second one is how big the 7-nanometer chip volume opportunity at this stage. Okay, in terms of the royalty contribution from 8-inch, as Charles presented, we saw some price erosion. I think that is mainly coming from the customer's product migration from the first tier foundry to second tier foundry. As you know that the even up to now, the 8-inch foundries are still suffering the capacity shortage. As you can see that the Vanguard last week it acquired the Global Foundries 3E. So that is a sign to show that the 8-inch demand is still very strong. So we believe for the same foundry at a customer at the same foundry, that the 8-inch contribution to e-memory will keep stable, or even we can see the when the wafer demand is still increasing, the wafer ASP will keep going, so that the royalty contribution to e-memory in 8-inch will, we can see the some positive contribution in the future. As to the 7-nanometer tape-out volumes, as you know that we just complete the some achievement in 7-nanometer. We believe we are the first IP vendor in 7-nanometer and the first OTP vendor in 7-nanometer. So now we have several big customers, some discussion with the big customers in the FPGA, in the game console, and also some other applications. So we believe the in the future, in the early stage, the tape-out in 7-nanometer will be bigger than the one, the growth will be bigger than the one we did in the past 3 years in the 28-nanometer. Okay, we got another question from Yiguang Chen. Yiguang asked the question that our company is working with a worldwide IP vendor in processor. When will see the revenue contribution? Actually, we work with the A company since the second half last year. So we work with them for the OTP and the PUF in its crypto island solution. So we expect to have some silicon results in this year. So according to our partner's schedule, they will roll out their solution from year 2020. So we expect to see the revenue contribution from next year.
As a reminder, if you need to raise a question, please submit your question in the inbox on the webcast window, and you will enter a queue. As there are no further questions, we now begin closing comments. Dr. Xu, please proceed.
Thank you all for attending today's conference call. eMemory will continue to innovate and create value for the industry as well as shareholders' values. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today. You may now disconnect. Goodbye and have a good day.